Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello and welcome to the Ka-Ching with Jane King podcast, a podcast from parents to parents to help us teach the next generation about money. Now, today's podcast is brought to you by Wasabi Rabbit. Wasabi Rabbit is a veteran-owned digital marketing agency that provides brand, campaign, and user experience transformations that accelerate business growth. For more information, you can go to wasabirabbit.com.
And today on this program, we have spent a ton of time previously talking to parents of all types with kids of all ages. But this program today, I think, is going to be really interesting for parents that have children who are older, those millennial investors who are looking to take their money that they've been saving, all of those odd jobs that they've been doing over the years, and all of the allowance that they've been collecting in their savings account and put it to work investing. So we're really excited to be joined today by co-founders Herbert Moore and Vicky Zhao, who are co-founders of Wise Banyan. Vicky and Herbert, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us. So Wise Banyan is an online financial advisor. Some might call us a robo-advisor, where you come, you talk about the goals that you want to achieve, whether it's retirement, sending a child to college, or maybe just creating a rainy day fund. And then we build a complete financial plan for you.
Now, I had talked to somebody about robo-advisors recently, and I wasn't quite sure they were going to say like a robot. People are kind of scared of robots. What are you going to take all everybody's jobs? But there really is a place for robo-advisory. Who does this fit the best, would you say, Vicky?
Robo-advisory is really good for people who want to do this online, who want it to be automated, who want to be able to access their money and be able to do it on the go. So it's really, companies are catered to this generation of consumers that are busy, that don't need to have to sit down with someone all the time, and to be able to have everything kind of in the power of your pocket, whether it's online or on your phone, on an app.
Okay. And any particular age? Like, is it better for younger people who have kind of more simpler financial needs, would you say?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we have found that we take younger people, people that are just starting to save and invest, but we've also seen even people with larger assets they've accumulated move over to Wise Banyan simply because of the cost structure and the ease of use. But where we found our greatest relevance and resonance is with the millennial generation.
Can you just walk us through? It kind of sounds a little bit daunting to me getting online. I mean, what do I need to do to be able to set up an account?
A lot of people actually call us the world's first free financial advisor. It's a pretty good tagline. So when you sign up, it's completely free. And also we have no minimums to start. So people could start today, they could sign up online, and they could start with literally a dollar. And so that's really powerful in terms of what we're able to do. And for people to start, it's really about what type of goals they want to achieve. So when you sign up, you're really telling us who you are as a person, but then you're also telling us what goals you want to achieve. So it might be starting a rainy day fund, really important for a lot of people, or it might be you're about to have your first kid, or you have young kids and you want to be able to send them to college one day, retire, buy your first home. A lot of the goals that people start and save towards on Wise Banyan are really these big life goals that they have for themselves and their family.
I love it that you start with just a dollar, because I feel like a lot of people are intimidated by the financial industry and they're like, if I don't have, you know, $100,000 to invest, nobody even wants to talk to me. And I think it sets a lot of people back financially, and they're intimidated and they never learn. And I think that's a great thing.
That it is. It's amazing. So once I decide that I want to do this, because why wouldn't you? It just is kind of a no-brainer. How do I get it? What do I do? Do I go online?
Well, you can sign up either on desktop, online essentially, or directly on the app. You can download the app and get started. And the really cool thing is it walks you through the creation of a goal. And so you start with your very first goal. A lot of people start with just a rainy day fund because that's really the first financial hump they want to get over. So they think about saving 2 to 3 months in emergency savings in case they need to move, job situation changes, et cetera. And what Wisebanyan does is it creates a tailored portfolio that's for the person and also for the goal that they want to achieve. You can link your bank account with just your username or password. We give you a recommended deposit. You can say, I can actually contribute more, or maybe I can't contribute quite as much. And then we show you a path to achieving that, how long you think it will take you to get there. Once that's all set up, you can add multiple goals. You can create a retirement account to take advantage of some tax benefits. And we offer additional services on top of simply the free investing product.
Now, there are other robo-advisors on the market. So what separates you from some of the others out there?
So free is certainly a big one. The fact that there's no minimum is actually also really big, right? There are even other fintech firms that might have a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollar minimum, and it might not sound like a lot, but it's actually a lot for people to be able to get started. And then the other really big one is this idea that consumers should have a choice in what they want to use and what they want to pay for. So imagine, you know, when you go through a process of buying a car, you get a choice in all the features and services you want. And, you know, Herbert might want a certain type of seats and I might want a certain type of, you know, package, but I don't have to pay for the same exact things that other people are paying for. And so it's this idea that's really powerful as well. And when you use Wisebanyan, we have other products and services that are right for certain people. And so you don't have to pay for something you don't need to use. And I think that is really powerful. And we see a lot of people who use Wisebanyan who love that idea.
So another big hurdle that I hear from my family and my friends, once you get past how much that you need to invest, is what do I invest in? It's a big hurdle for people. And so, Herbert, you had mentioned that Wisebanyan creates these models to help with that. Can you talk a little bit more, like what are you investing in for people and how do they know if it's right for them? How do you go through that process?
Part of the power of what we've built is that you have goals that sit on top of your Wisebanyan plan. And so your retirement plan that's maybe 30 or 40 years old away for a millennial just starting out can afford to be invested in relatively riskier assets that are also targeting a higher return. Whereas that rainy day fund where you might need it within a year or 2 years and you want it to be very stable will have a different portfolio. So for every single goal that you create, we look at who you are as an investor, whether you're targeting higher returns or lower risk. And then we also look at the time horizon for that. So what that means is you have a plan that's completely tailored to you at every single stage. And you can also have multiple goals that are all tailored to that goal rather than just one overall portfolio where you kind of hope things are in the right direction for you.
So let's say I graduate from college and I want to put a little money away. I want to do a rainy day fund. And a few years later, I get married and then I want to buy a home. I mean, can you kind of adapt to the same person and their changing life situation?
What we see a lot of times is people starting with a rainy day fund and then they want to start putting away some money for retirement, and we can help them with an IRA account to shelter them from some tax consequences and keep that money working harder for them over that.
It's also been really interesting. A lot of the situations and people you mentioned, we actually see a lot of those clients reaching out to us now that we've started, 3 years ago. And we have people who reach out almost every week to let us know that they've finally been able to achieve a really big goal in their life because they were using Wisebanyan. So we have some people who started saving for their first home through 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting emails where they're telling their story where I just bought my home. I just put down my first down payment and actually started when I, started using you guys 3 years ago. Or people who have young kids and they're saying, now I feel really good because I know that they have an emergency fund and I also just started saving for their college education. And it's really powerful and really awesome to see these people tell us their personal stories and how much of a difference it's making. It makes us feel really good.
And one of the things we've seen is how committed our client base is. So even though they'll start with a relatively small amount, hundreds or maybe a few thousand dollars in Wisebanyan, most, about 3/4, will set up an automatic deposit into their Wisebanyan account. And so you have people, as Vicky said, who started saying, well, I'll just invest $25 a week and work slowly towards this. And all of a sudden, they log in 6 months later and they say, wait a minute, I've been earning dividends on this. The underlying securities you've put me in have appreciated. And I've contributed a bunch too. And so I'm in a much stronger position than I was when I started. And I haven't even really missed the $25 a week.
So we've talked on this program before about the expenses associated with like mutual funds and things of that nature. What are you using for those underlying investments? And like, what's the average expense ratio that somebody's going to pay on the investments?
Sure. So we use underlying index funds. So index ETFs are the funds that we use. We put people in a very diversified portfolio, so they have exposure to fixed income, to equities, international and domestic. And so we really put a lot of thought in terms of portfolios we create for people. In terms of the expense ratio, that's really important for us, right? Because we want people to be able to put their money to use for them. And so the less they pay in fees, the more money they have for themselves, and the more powerful their savings habits will be. And so the ETFs we use on average, the expense is 0.12%. So you're paying very little. And that's one of the biggest factors when we look at what are really good funds. We want funds that are very efficient, that are really tracking the market, but also created by companies who are very aware of helping consumers pay less.
Yeah, I mean, the deck has been stacked against small investors for a long, long time. And this is one way that they can counteract that. So it's great.
So what other types of services do you have available for investors to tap into at Wise Banyan other than the models themselves?
Sure. So we have two different types of services. The first is packages. And so once you are invested in Wise Banyan, we offer packages, and they offer different types of value for customers. So the first that we've launched is called the Tax Protection Package. That allows people to convert a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. It looks for tax deductions that our software will seamlessly go through and look for those tax deduction opportunities for you. And then finally, you can include or exclude various securities within your portfolio if perhaps you hold them in a different portfolio. And if it sounds technical, that's because it is, but it's not for everybody. It's for only those people that it adds value to. So clients can opt into that. Through the rest of the year, we're also launching two different packages that are targeted at different types of clientele. One for people with families, and then one for people that want a little bit more control over their portfolio and investments. Additionally, this summer, we're also launching additional products and services. So you can imagine at Wise Banyan, if you're saving and investing for a home, there are other steps that you need to get there. You need to select a mortgage. You need to select home insurance before you move in. And for our clients, we're helping to bring them to other partners and services that we think are the absolute best for them. And we're also helping to, in some cases, negotiate somewhat better rates or give them a better experience where we already know some information about them and we can give them an offer that we think is best suited for them.
So if somebody wants to sign up, they could just go to the website. And I'm going to spell this, by the way, just so if somebody's listening. So Wise Banyan, WiseBanyan. I mean, it's pronounced just like it looks, but Wise Banyan. So they just go wisebanyan.com and...
Yeah, we also have an iOS and Android app as well. So if they look up Wise Banyan, it should be one of the first things that pop up too.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Vicki and Herbert, for joining us today and telling us a story about Wise Banyan. Congratulations. And I hope that you make people a lot of money. So, yeah, great. Thanks to you. And thank you as well, Kim, for being with us again today. And Rob, our producer, thank you for being here as well. And for all the work, of course, that you're doing to provide access to investors to savings and investments and all the kinds of things that are needed. So today's podcast brought to you by Wasabi Rabbit. Wasabi Rabbit, a veteran-owned digital marketing agency that provides brand, campaign, and user experience transformations that accelerate business growth. For more information, you can go to WasabiRabbit.com. And thank you for listening as well. We always welcome your comments and suggestions. We're hashtag KidsKiching on all the socials. And we'll catch you next time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.